Hey guys, Tyler Watson here, and welcome to the show, Impact to Income. Today, in this month, the subject is on money, and this is a subject that I really love talking about. It's actually at our events is one of the key focuses that we do is teaching people how to make income, making money. So those of you who are just joining us, welcome again. My name's Tyler Watson, and I have some powerful things over the next month or so, if you stay plugged in, that you'll learn about money and what took me years to find out, hundreds of thousands of dollars of studying and investing to find myself. So I'm really excited that I get to share this over this podcast. So in this show, I want to talk about what is money? Like in order to make more and to create more, you got to know what the foundation is on money itself. So when I ask somebody what is money at our events and as I'm coaching, people say all sorts of things like money is energy, money is a mode of communication, money is an exchange, money is evil, money is good, money is bad, all over the place. Like from the extreme, one extreme to the other, people have their definition of money. So I want to share with you what my definition of money is and how by understanding what it really is that you can get more of it if you choose to. Some people choose not to, and that's great. It's not good or bad to have money. To me, I'm a big fan of Zig Ziglar, and he says, you know, money isn't everything, but it's kind of like oxygen, and it sure makes it easier to breathe. Right? I think that's true. But it doesn't have to be that way. If you can master what the definition of money is, you can breathe fine with or without it. And that's the time when you can choose, if you desire it, to have more. So what is money? I want you to think first in your head, your definition. And when I talk about money, what are the thoughts and emotions that come up around it? Are they good? Are they negative? Do you think money is abundant? Is that something that happens naturally to you? Does it feel like it's a struggle? Are you angry at money? Are you happy at money? Is it your friend? What is money to you? Is it just a piece of paper? Is it just a number in a bank? What is money? So as you're thinking about that, I want to share my definition of money. Money is a means of forming memories and impacting lives. That's it. That's my definition. Money is a means of creating memories and impacting others' lives. And that is my definition of money. Now, I can go into other definitions, of course, based off of Einstein's law, and we'll kind of dive into that probably in another show. However, when it comes right down to it, money means to me, when I think of money, I think of forming memories and making an impact. That is my definition. So when I want more money, I don't think of it as a piece of paper or as something you know, negative or positive. I just think of it as, hey, the more money I have, the more memories I can form with my family, with my loved ones, and the more impact I can make on those around me. And impact to me represents service, represents in my church, in the people that I'm serving in my groups, and it is a global impact. So what's your definition? And as you're thinking about this, if you think negative thoughts or you have a negative feeling inside in your gut or in your, you know, in your heart, then no matter what you say, if you're like, oh yeah, that's a great definition, my definition is this. But if inside your gut, when you think about money, it has a negative feeling, then that's not actually your definition. Here's what most people's definition is. Money represents life. Why? Because before the money even existed, what did we do? We traded potatoes for carrots and carrots for water and flour, and we had an exchange for food and shelter. So what most people's definitions is in their subconscious is money represents life, their life source. And that's the problem, because people get frustrated when they have to pay for something or do something where it involves money, because it's actually as if they are giving part of their life source away. No wonder people struggle making money. If money represents to us, from the time that we were kids, our life source, then there is going to be some major blocks there. So I just want to open your minds up to this. On the next show, I'm actually going to talk about how not to be a slave to money anymore and how to redefine money so that you can no longer be a slave or a victim to it, and you can dictate how much you get in your life. Powerful, powerful concept. So stick around. Hopefully you'll hit up the next show. If you haven't subscribed, do so already, and we'll see you on the next show. And in the meantime, be thinking about what is your definition of money right now, and if it's not something you like, what do you want it to be? Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you on the next show.